I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Where would you guess the most life on Earth exists? Perhaps in the oceans or the mighty Amazonian jungles? The winner is Earth's crust, which contains one half of all life on the planet. Besides ants, worms, and gophers, the rocky soil deposits of the planet are packed with tiny organisms called microbes. You may also know them as germs or bacteria, but these terms sell short the wonderful work microbes perform. On a 4.5 billion-year-old planet, microbes date back 3.7 billion years. They do everything from carve continents to shape caves. They regulate chemical exchanges in the ocean and drive the global energy shifts that trigger animal migratory patterns. They make up 90% of the matter that is you and your body. Microbes are also responsible for the fruits, nuts, and veggies you buy at the grocery store. The photosynthesis that all plants use to grow was a process first pioneered in ancient bacteria. And microbes and fungi act as invisible brokers, exchanging minerals and nutrients between dirt and plant roots. When food waste is diverted from the trash and converted into compost, we feed the microbes that in turn feed us. And we take a big bite out of the greenhouse gases threatening to snuff out all life on the planet. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.